Hello and thank you for joining us on this special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. I'm Armando Gudiño. During this program, we'll be introducing you to several candidates seeking a position on the local board, a position you, the listener, sponsor, and member of the Pacifica family will have an opportunity to vote and elect. For more information on the local station board, the voting process, and the elections ballot deadline, here is Jack Van Aken and Jennifer Kaiser coming up to tell you guys a little bit more about what the Pacifica elections process is, who we are, and of course, this concept of elections. Jennifer Kaiser and Jack Van Aken.
KPFK is listener-sponsored radio. It also has an elected governing board, the local station board, which is made up of listener representatives and also staff representatives. You, as listeners, get to vote for your listener representatives via the election process, which we have chosen, which is the single transferable vote method. So when you have made up your minds who is the candidate you most want elected and who are the candidates in general that you would like to see elected, you get to rank them according to your preference. So you will rank your most favored candidate as number one and your next most favored candidate as number two and then number three, four, five, etc., as far as you want to go. And the reason that we do this is because this is a method of voting which is an alternative to the winner-take-all election systems that we're familiar with in the United States, which often gives an overwhelming amount of power to any majority and sometimes denies power to any organized minority voting bloc, which may be deserving of representation if we want a fully inclusive democracy. So we've instituted this system within KPFK and Pacifica because we feel that it's a more just, more equitable means of obtaining representation. So please pay attention to this election, read your candidate booklets, listen to these on-air forums, make up your minds who are your favorite candidates, rank them 1, 2, 3, 4 on down, and mail your ballot in. Sooner is better. It's really important for KPFK that we get as many ballots in as possible so that we achieve quorum, because if we don't get enough ballots, then this election, there's a chance it could be invalidated and we would have spent a lot of time, energy, and also money to have this process work, and we want to make sure that it's a success. So please pay attention, remember to vote, and thank you very much.
Jack, what should people look for in their mailbox? What does our ballot actually look like?
Your ballot, when it comes in the mail, if it hasn't arrived already, is of light blue. It's an oversized envelope. It's sort of hard to miss. It says ballot enclosed in big letters, and the return address is Pacifica Radio. It also includes a return envelope, which requires a stamp, and it also has a received by date, which I would like to correct right now. The correct received by date is November 26th, so you need to get it into the mail sometime a few days prior to November 26th. It needs to be received by November 26th.
This forum is an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to listen and assess which candidates should be elected to the board. There are 12 seats open, and their election will be for a two-year term. We first start off with candidate introductions. The candidates for this particular program are as follows, and there is no particular order. Sarkis Gazarian, Chuck Anderson, Reza Poor, Jubilee Shine, Tony Bird, Leslie Radford, Rudolph Polk, Dan Wang. Each candidate will have 1 minute per introduction and will then go to a series of questions prepared in advance by the elections coordinator. Let us begin. Question one for candidate Leslie Radford. Please describe what skills and experiences you will bring as a board member if elected.
Thank you, Manda. If I'm elected, and I'm here actually to encourage folks to vote for people who haven't been part of the muck that we've been engaged in here at the station. But if I'm elected, I want to point, first of all, to my involvement in the migrants' rights movement and anti-war actions and the South Central Farm. I've served on the KPFK Local Station Board and the Interim Local Advisory Board. I was elected to the General Manager Search Committee and to the Free Pacifica Neighborhood Networks Coordinating Committee. And I've served on a whole bunch of other committees here through the years, currently on Governance Committee and the Stop ICE Raids Task Force. I'm a professor of communications at three community colleges in the area, and I bring skills in public speaking, interpersonal communication, group processes, and debate. I've administered a statewide nonprofit corporation. I've had responsibility for finances, budgeting, publications, development, membership, outreach, interagency coordination, the whole ball of wax. And I'm also a trained and degreed theater director, and I have working experience in the performing arts. Thank you.
Q. Leslie Radford. Introduction. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I went to the questions first before I went to the introduction, so we will have to accommodate that restructure. Let us start once again with introduction. Let's do this, folks. We're going to go have everybody give everybody the opportunity to answer the same question, and then we'll follow up with the introduction. I apologize to the audience and to the candidates. Let's go to the same question, second candidate, Randolph Polk.
Hello. My name is Randolph Polk, and what qualifications? Well, I've sat on several board of directors' boards as a director for different organizations. I'm a licensed realtor. I've sat on those boards. I currently sit on the board of directors for my homeowners association where I reside. And, you know the functionings and the ins and outs of how boards work and their overall goals. But what I really bring is my enthusiasm to see KPFK survive as a viable entity. Thank you, Armando.
Thank you, Randolph. Same question, Dan Wang. Please describe what skills and experience you will bring as a board member if elected.
Thank you, Armando. Well, my day job is working at computers and information technology, so I bring that representation as a techie. I've worked in the industry for 15 years now. I think I would volunteer on the technical committee if elected. I'm also a Democratic and progressive activist in the community. I serve on as chapter coordinator of the Progressive Democrats of America in the 36th Congressional District in the South Bay. So I'm pretty active in the Democratic and progressive activist community. And finally, I'm a longtime fan of the station. Really love the political programming, but also the cultural programming, too. And thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Same question, Sarkis Gazarian.
Good evening. I bring 20 years of counseling experience at Glendale Community College, where I work with low-income, educationally disadvantaged, and immigrant students. I also have worked with disabled individuals for a variety of agencies. I've worked as a newspaper editor and a director of an agency working with immigrants and refugees in the Armenian community. I currently serve on the board of directors for Verdugo Mental Health, which is based in Glendale, which provides mental health service to low-income people in the San Gabriel, Burbank, Glendale, La Crescenta area. I work with disabled individuals both here in the United States and also in Armenia to try to get them an opportunity to become fully functional members of society. In terms of my KPFK, I started listening to KPFK in the late 1970s, worked as a volunteer in the news department for a year, Friday mornings to prepare the news. And I think my experience as a counselor is a person that listens. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarkis. Next question. Next candidate, same question, Chuck Anderson. And folks, please let me know if you need me to repeat the question.
Hi, and thanks for inviting me. It's really a pleasure for me from Orange County to be able to speak to the KPFK listeners, especially in the introduction to this program. I heard an umbrella of Black African American iconic names mentioned, and under that umbrella, we're talking about me. Well, my personal involvement in the civil rights movement started around 1955 when I was going to high school and Emmett Till was lynched. And that's where I started off. And I've been in different, involved in different movements and also in organizing rights for immigrants and workers. I've been a union president and I've done different labor jobs and lived in Mexico 20 years. I'm fluent in Spanish. I'm interested in African and Mexican history. And I hope you vote for me, Chuck Anderson, number one.
Thank you, Chuck. Same question, candidate Reza Poor.
Thank you, Armando. My name is Reza Poor, and I'm a member of board, and I'm running for the second time. When I came to L.A. in 1964, a friend of mine, Dr. Taher Poor, introduced me to KPFK and to the anti-war movement. And since that time, I have been deeply committed to KPFK during this time. As a current member of the Union of Progressive Iranian, I have been acting in different communities from Echo Park to Silver Lake in Glendale Peace Vigil and in Orange County by bringing popular speakers like Michael Prenti, Cindy Sheehan, and Robert Dreyfus to Los Angeles to address the current issue in the world today. As a member of the outreach committee, I helped contribute new ideas.
Thank you, Reza. Now to candidate Jubilee Shine, same question. Please describe what skills and experience you will bring as a board member if elected.
Hi, I'm an activist and organizer in Los Angeles. I'm a union member of Roofers Local 36. I live in South Central on Vermont and 52nd Street. I'm deeply involved in the struggles of my community, and I think that this needs to be the priority of KPFK Radio over the next 12 months leading into the next presidential election, is to ground ourselves in the community, organize and mobilize ourselves. I've been working for workers' rights, for immigrants' rights, to end police brutality, to stop the war and bring the troops home immediately. And I think that we need to put more focus on Spanish language programming, on cultural programming, and to bring attention to the organizing the struggles within the local communities within Los Angeles.
Thank you, Jubilee. And same question, last candidate for this particular round, Tony Bird.
Skills and experience. My long suit here is 10 years experience as a newspaper reporter and editor, and I've kind of been in publications all my life. That's part of my career. I'm also in building construction right now. But I think journalism is dead. What I'm going to bring mostly is passion for public knowledge of the truth. I think KPFK is probably the best place to push this agenda. I also have a background in language translation, folkloristics, things which KPFK has much affinity for. But I'm basically a 9/11 truth candidate. I'm very active in that movement right now, and that's what I'm about.
Thank you, Tony. Ladies and gentlemen, we now will continue with a brief one-minute introduction of yourselves, this after a brief music break. And welcome back to this special presentation of the 2007 election forum for the KPFK local station board of directors. I'm Armando Godinho. During this program, we'll be introducing you to several candidates seeking a position on the local board, a position you, the listener sponsor, a member of the Pacifica family, will have an opportunity to vote for and elect. So let's proceed. At this point, we'll be going to some opening statements, additional statements regarding your role and efforts in being a part of this forum and for this election. You'll have 2 minutes for the opening statement, and let us begin with Mr. Tony Byrd. Opening statements, 2 minutes.
As I said just before the break, I'm your 9/11 truth candidate. One of the other candidates, Chris Bayard Condon, twisted my arm a little bit to get me involved in this. I feel, as I think many listeners feel, that we need to have more probing into what happened on 9/11. I thank KPFK for probably being the only public medium that really touches on this, but it touches on it very gingerly. Especially at pledge-drive time, I've sat on the volunteer desk for 2 or 3 years taking pledges for things like loose change and in plain sight, 9/11 mysteries. There's tremendous interest in the truth about what's going on, and all the other issues that KPFK deals with impinges upon this issue. I've been accused of being a one-issue candidate, but let me tell you, there's no issue like this issue. And it's a difficult issue. I realize it, and I don't fault anyone for, you know, having trouble with a hot potato. I come from a background in journalism. I worked on little newspapers around the U.S. For about 10 years. I've also worked on magazines. I worked in language translation. I'm familiar with the news function, and I think that there needs to be more investigation. I would like to see KPFK's news department undertake investigation of leads and so forth. There's a lot of disinformation out there. It's hard to decide what to believe, but this is something that needs to be done, and I want to see KPFK do this. If you elect me to the board, I will push this agenda like nothing else. Thanks.
Thank you, candidate Tony Byrd. On to the next candidate. Opening statements for 2 minutes. Jubilee Shine.
Well, as I was saying, the next 12 months in the United States are going to be pivotal as to the direction of this country leading into the presidential election. We need this radio station to be focused in organizing and educating our community. From the international level to the wars that this administration is trying to push our country into, to the national level, and to the state and local level, we're being attacked in all directions. We're being divided and set against each other. Working people of one nationality are being encouraged to enter into conflict with working people of other nationalities. And this is the place that KPFK can provide solutions to these problems. Earlier this year, the Minutemen, which are like a local KKK organization, tried to have an activity in South Central and march down Crenshaw Boulevard to encourage the black community in that neighborhood to fight against the Mexican and Latino community. And we were able to find out in advance and to inform the Crenshaw district about that these people were coming. And the response was incredible to all the people that were there that know about it. And only KPFK radio was on point as far as bringing attention to this. We were able to shut the Minutemen down. We were able to prevent them from entering into Lemur Park. And that was only due to the independent activity of organizers and activists in Los Angeles, of the people in the neighborhood, and the accomplishment that we had was to unite.
I've been in every community, you know, trying to reach the young people in different colleges, Valley College, East Los Angeles College, and trying to familiar people with KPFK. And also, I used to bring them to KPFK, and with the help of Mr. Fernando, the news director, training them, and, you know, my own kids to become a member of that group. And they produce the program at 5:30 in the morning, the Peoples Without the Border. this has to be done, you know, with the young kids to connect them with the universities and different colleges.
Thank you, Reza Poor. Next candidate, Chuck Anderson.
The beauty of KPFK is the outreach to the people. It's our way of communicating with each other. I was at the march on Saturday, sponsored by Answer Against the Wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the threats of wars against Iran, Cuba, and Venezuela. We're standing up. We heard on the radio on KPFK many times how important it was for us to be there, and there was perhaps 20,000 people standing and marching against these bellicose intrusions. Also, another beauty of our station, KPFK, is we hear about police brutality. No other station will talk about the police brutality. It's apparent that we live in a police state, and the police are absolutely able to beat us. And like if people remember what happened on May Day at MacArthur Park, and then I saw on the other a day or two ago that they gave the chief of police a medal after that. He should have been withdrawn in shame. And we hear about it on KPFK. What other radio station in Southern California will let us express our opinions and the brutality of the police in a police state? And I'm so happy that the station was able to meet the quota during the fund drive, and I encourage everyone to contribute to the station and support our radio free speech.
That was candidate Chuck Anderson. Thank you. You're listening to a special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. This forum is an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to listen and assess which candidates should be elected to the board. There are 12 seats open, and their election will be for a two-year term. We now continue with opening statements with candidate Sarkis Gazarian.
Good evening. I want to serve as a member of the KPFK LSV because I want to play a role in helping KPFK achieve its goal of being a radio station that provides an alternative and progressive news and information source for Southern California. I believe that the LSV has to provide the leadership to also make KPFK a transparent organization that is governed in a democratic and fair process to attempt to meet the growing needs of a very diverse community. We need to find ways to reach a younger generation of potential listeners who have many options from which to obtain news and information. I want to be part of a team that will help KPFK become a radio station that helps people become informed about the world from a progressive perspective, utilizing objective and comprehensive news sources and individuals. Also, I feel that it is vital that KPFK prepare a future generation of trained radio program hosts, producers, general managers, program directors, reporters, news writers, and fundraisers through its own training programs available to the community and interested college students.
Thank you, Sarkis Gazarian. Next candidate, Dan Wang, opening statement.
Thank you. I think listening to all of these progressive activists in the room, we all see our progressive causes through the lens of our own issue. I mean, for me, it was peak oil. I think KPFK is really the first and still one of the only places where you could hear the news about this important issue. If you look at the corporate media, I mean, the advertising marketing still tells everybody to buy and consume. I mean, the American public are in a trance about this issue, but KPFK, I remember hearing learning about listening to an interview on Beneath the Surface with Jerry. I was with this great author on peak oil because if you look at this issue, I mean, I think so many issues are interconnected with this, the rising debt, federal debt, and the quagmire in Iraq. It's it's really the biggest issue of our time when the falling oil production can't meet with the rising demand, you'll have the economic instability of everybody competing for this limited resource. And I mean, with other issues, okay.
Thank you, candidate Dan Wang. Next candidate, Randolph Polk.
Well, could you repeat the question again, Armando? I'm sorry.
Opening statements for 2 minutes.
Opening statement. Okay.
Opportunity to let the audience know a little bit about you and what you're bringing to the table.
Well, what I'm bringing to the table is experience as a current and past board member. I believe the purpose of the board of directors for KPFK is to be sure that the station is financially viable, that rules and regulations and are being followed, that management and staff and the board of directors have an open line of communications, and everybody, it fosters a overall attitude of positive environment to make sure that the station is a place where listeners would want to tune into. The board of directors are the overseers of the mission statement and the policies of KPFSA, KPFK, and the Pacifica Foundation. I feel confident about my skills as a board member, and I'm excited and I'm looking forward to being a sitting board member on the KPFK LSB board.
Thank you. Randolph Polk, candidate. Next candidate for opening statements, and last candidate for this round, Leslie Radford.
Okay, a little hard truth. Those of us who are KPFK old-timers, we've mucked it up. Our differences have been dragged through the local press all summer long. They appear in the press even today if you look closely enough. We've driven off a progressive general manager. We've endangered our financing. We've fought instead of giving a vision to this station. But there is hope, and that's what I want to point to tonight. It's time for new faces to take charge. It's time for voices who are active in their communities, in the streets, the people who will spend decades living with the consequences of their decisions. We live in a fascist state. We're committing environmental suicide. Homeless live on their streets uncared for and dumped by hospitals. People are being targeted because they look like migrants or they look like they're gang members. I've had firsthand experience in MacArthur Park, at Leimert, with the Minutemen. It's time for a change. I'm here to urge you to vote for the newcomers. I want you to foster a new generation of truly radical leaders for KPFK, people who will challenge us progressives to go even further than we have gone. We need new leaders. The world needs new leaders. Please look through your candidate statements for engaged community activists and rank them very highly. It's time for a change at KPFK. Thank you.
That was candidate Leslie Radford. You're listening to KPFK Los Angeles. This is a special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. I'm Armando Godinho. During this program, we'll be introducing you to the several candidates seeking a position on the local board, a position you, the listener, sponsor, and member of the Pacifica family, will have an opportunity to vote for and elect. This forum is an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to listen and assess which candidates should be elected to the board. There are 12 seats open, and their election will be for a 2-year term. We now continue with predetermined questions selected by the elections coordinator of this election for the board. If you're tuning in for the regularly scheduled programming, that has been preempted for this special presentation, and it will return next week. We thank all the programmers who have directly or indirectly participated, be it by providing their space and or making it available. We now continue with questions. Again, the following questions are going to be issued to the candidates with no particular order, rather a random selection. Question: what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among management, staff, programmers, and the board? First candidate to answer this question. And remember, folks, let me know if, in fact, you need me to restate the question. I'd be more than happy to. Candidate Sarkis Gazarian, question again: what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management, staff, programmers, and board?
When I'm elected to the listener board, my goal is to try to make sure everyone works from the same agenda. We're all on working together for this common goal. I think one of the things we also need to do is develop an accurate and open line of communication amongst all constituents that are involved in the radio station, the management board, the general manager, the program director, the programmers, and the volunteers, and the listeners, and the listener sponsors. I also think there needs to be a transparency of all activities at KFK, ranging from how decisions are made at the local board to the financial situation of the organization on the local level. I also think that we all need to be accountable for our actions, starting with the listener board all the way down to the general manager, the program director, the staff, programmers, and the volunteers. I think that one of the problems that I've seen from listening to KPAK in the last year is the lack of direction and a lack of communication amongst all people involved in this undertaking of trying to provide a radio station that provides valuable news and information to the radio station. I don't know what else the other approach is. I think we just need to be willing to listen to one another and let everyone have an opportunity to express their views in a very collegiate manner, but also at the same time come to a consensus at the local board and move forward with the decisions that were made and become accountable to all the constituents as a result of that.
That was candidate Sarkis Gazarian. Question: what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among management, staff, programmers, and board? Candidate Chuck Anderson.
Hi. First, I'd say let's get rid of the gag rule at KPFK. Let's let people express their criticisms of what's happening in their radio environment. It seems like the only way we can find out is to read a filth rag like the LA Weekly and a former KPFK programmer who's trying to get even with the staff here, and I think his ghost still walks the halls in KPFK. I don't think we should be in a situation like the Hatfields and the McCoys. I think we should work together. I think we should play by the rules and obey what the mission statement is. Stick to educating the community and promoting culture and political philosophy. And also, if it's necessary, some religious philosophy. But the fighting has got to stop, and the underhandedness has got to end. With the gag rule, people are not able to express to the listeners just what's going on here inside the walls of KPFK. And we need more than the LA Weekly to know what's happening here, that there's problems, and the problems should be brought out into the open, and there should be more democracy and people permitted to call in the station without being screened, ask questions, and express their opinions. And I certainly appreciate people and listeners supporting our station.
That was Chuck Anderson. Next candidate, same question, Reza Poor. What do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management, staff, programmers, and board?
All of the struggle around KPFK are rooted in one question. Are we going to divide KPFK among ourselves, or are we going to save the session with some new leaders? Together, we should find new general manager and help forward the station to the forefront of progressive movement. KPFK needs new voices and more people to be engaged in grassroots movement. For example, you know, we don't need, you know, to go around and by some proposal to have a marketing manager here to bring listener here. What happened Saturday? Because of fund drive, we did not mention, you know, about the demonstration. There were 3,000 people. If we would have advertised about demonstration, we would have 10,000 people. And KPFK, I, as an outreach committee member, I could have recruited maybe 100 people to come to KPFK and help financially and to become, you know, part of the KPFK. This has to be program from community. We don't have to play tapes and tapes. That's why, you know, if we have program from community, it's going to bring people, you know, from community and connect them to KPFK.
Candidate Reza Poor, thank you. Next candidate, Jubilee Shine. Question, what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management staff, programmers, and board?
Well, the station needs to be more accessible to the community. A couple times a year, two, three, four times a year, the station members could have an open public forum, different locations across the city, invite members of the community, whether they're actual donors or members of the station or just interested people in the neighborhood, to come forward and air out what their concerns are, their concerns with the station and their concerns with the neighborhood and the community. That's the only way that the members of the working members of the station are going to be able to maintain a real relationship with the community, is when they have to be open and accessible to the neighborhoods. If you take, you know, everybody that's involved in the station, lock them in a building in North Hollywood, and then ask everybody to send in $25 to keep it going, it turns into Lord of the Rings. People start fighting with each other, and a little gossip goes on, just like in any other place. But if you bring that out into the community, out into the neighborhood, all the conflicts, all the little, you know, disagreements, whatever people have, whether they're personal or ideological, they get to get aired out. And that's the only healthy way to make any type of organization function that's supposed to be serving the community. And, you know, that's what our priority has to be at this radio station. So that's what I would encourage, is to bring the operations of this radio station more out into the community and less behind closed doors.
Candidate Jubilee Shine, you're listening to a special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. This forum is an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to listen and assess which candidates should be elected to the board. There are 12 seats, 9 of which are listener sponsor, and their election will be for a 2-year term. We continue with the Candidates Forum. The next candidate to answer the question is Tony Bird. The question, what do you propose as a strategy and method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management staff, programmers, and board?
Well, first I have to shoot the question back at whoever wrote it, because collaborative working relationship is saying the same thing twice. I think you mean cooperative working relationship, but that's also kind of saying the same thing twice. I haven't been real close to the rancor that's been going on here over the past year, and frankly, I'm not too concerned about it. I subscribe to the philosophy, if you can't take the heat, get out of the kitchen. And I think that one of the great strengths of KPFK is its accessibility. That's why you have so many people banging on the door here making noise. If I get on the board, the heat in the kitchen is going to get even hotter. So, you know, if you're looking for harmony, you know, don't look for it at a lively radio station. Thanks.
Tony Bird. Next candidate, Leslie Radford. Question, what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management, staff, programmers, and board?
I hope the new board takes a hard look at the mission statement and particularly at the word dialogue. First of all, that dialogue has to be with communities. I appreciate the town halls we've done, but I'd like to see KPFK placed in communities as an integral part. We've made big steps with outreach, but we haven't really grounded ourselves in those communities, so they come to expect us to be there, so they expect KPFK to be their broadcast signal for progressive politics, for health and spirituality, for music, for the arts. We need to take care of that business, and when we do, we will know what the communities want. Once we've got that, then we can come back to the station. First of all, for years I have proposed a communications committee, a committee that keeps channels open, that defines communication channels, that tells people where they can go to get things done and make things happen around here. Just figuring out the lay of the land can take you a year. I would also really hope that we can have town hall meetings that are collaborative working town hall meetings. Thus far, we've simply taken statements from the community and fed them into management and various people sitting on a podium. I want to see groups break down and define goals for this station, define a vision for this station that we can all come together around. I want to see the LSB work that vision. Now, sure, we've got differences, but there is a lot we can agree on. And I think that's where we need to start. We need to look at the consensus that we can build among us. Let's put the differences aside for a moment. We've rolled around in those for years. Let's look for what we can do together. Let's give that vision to the programmers. Let's give it to the station. Let's come together around something. We're destroying ourselves on this planet. We KPFK, is capable of slowing that destruction, maybe stopping it. Let's do it.
Candidate Leslie Radford. Next candidate, Randolph Polk. What would you do? What do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among management, staff, programmers, and the board?
Well, first thing is the word collaborative to me means a cooperative effort amongst all people involved. Getting back to the board again, everyone on the board should be able to voice their opinion, be heard, and then in a very democratic process, a vote be taken and then the direction set. Once the direction set, it's implemented by the board and by all members of staff, management, and so on. One of the first things I would like to do if I become elected to the local station board is to commission a sign to KPFK be fine.
That is Randolph Polk. Last candidate for this series of questions, or for this question, will be Dan Wang. And the question, again, is what do you propose as a strategy or method for maintaining a collaborative working relationship among the management, staff, members, and the board?
Yes, I believe the bylaws have a good process for this already. And what the board can do is to execute the duties under the bylaws in a professional and civil manner. So that includes selecting and screening a pool of candidates for the program director and general manager, and as far as keeping the lines of communications open, we have the regularly scheduled board meetings and the two town halls that are open to the public. I think one important thing is to encourage public participation. A lot of people, the activist community is a pretty small world. I think if we go back to our activist friends and remind them about the town halls and the board meetings to participate and to be a part of their station.
Candidate Dan Wang. And that concludes this particular round of responses to the questions. We're going to take a brief break, and we'll be back with you with closing comments of the candidates running for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. Stay with us. Thank you, and welcome back to the special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. This forum is an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to listen and assess which candidates should be elected to the board. There are 12 seats open, 9 of which are listener-sponsored, and their election will be for a 2-year term. This has been a 1-hour presentation. This program will broadcast next week starting at 2 p.m. once again. And if you didn't catch a little bit or all of it, tune in next week at 2 p.m. For this broadcast again. And you can listen to us on the web at kpfk.org. We now go to closing statements of each candidate for a total of 1 minute. I ask all statements to be concise and to the point. You have 1 minute, and we start off with candidate Jubilee Shine, 1 minute closing statement.
KPFK needs to be placed into the hands of activists, organizers that are in the community, that are connected to the community, that struggle day to day with the people in the streets, that understand what our concerns are, that understand what our needs are, and how we need the radio station to reflect our struggles and how to inform and educate us. I would say that anybody that is interested in finding out any more information about me, the activities I've been in, you could easily do a search online, Google search, or you could find me at MySpace, Jubilee Shine, and you'll get an idea of the type of activities I've been involved in.
That was candidate Jubilee Shine. Next candidate, closing statements, 1 minute, Chuck Anderson.
Well, first of all, let's all realize what a wonderful thing we have in KPFK and what opportunities are available to us. Let's not only focus on the negative things, but at the same time, we have to focus in on the control. I really think there's cronyism going on in KPFK, and some of the programmers have gone lazy, and they can improve. They can improve on their programs. I'd like you to see and pick up a free copy of Change Links and read the editorial they have about KPFK this week. Thank you.
That was candidate Chuck Anderson. Next candidate, Dan Wang, closing statements, 1 minute.
Okay. Well, I believe one of the questions that the one of the candidates to address was what part of KPFK could use improvement. I think just a few quick things. I mean, I think access to the second floor for the disabled is important. We should retrofit the building with an elevator. I know that we have problems with the signal strength in certain areas, and we're working on putting a transmitter at Point Doom to cover the spots in the coverage. And I think the website is already a good resource, but people may not use it as much as they could, because one problem I have is that if you're not for catching up on shows, that if you're not up on Saturday morning, you could download it from the archives. It's a great way to catch up on shows if you're not up, you're not tuning in at the right time. So, thank you.
That's candidate Dan Wang. Next candidate, Leslie Radford. 1 minute closing statement.
I want to thank you all for listening to the show tonight. For the first time, I want to add one of the things I hope the new board looks to is, one, reevaluating our fiscal responsibilities. First of all, I think we need to overhaul the budget. I think we need to look at categories that truly reflect what this station is about and set our priorities accordingly, and I hope the new board does that. I hope the new board finds a truly radical, creative, progressive general manager. And finally, I hope the station looks toward the people, so it can be a station that is power from the people, embedded in our diverse communities, that we follow through on our Spanish language programming, our Black community programming, our LGBT programming, our differently abled programming, and bring those people into the station. This is Leslie Radford, RadioJustice.net.
Leslie Radford, candidate. Next candidate, closing statements, Tony Byrd. You have 1 minute.
My plan for being on the board, I would support Chris Bayard Condon's proposal for a weekly program dealing with 9/11 truth. I would also ask the news department to take an active investigative stance on so many of these issues. And I would also like to see call-in so that people can just call in and ask questions and have some back and forth. We live in strange and dangerous times. Once you get into researching what really happened on 9/11, you know, you kind of get a whole bunch of butterflies in your stomach. You don't know what to do. These things we fear can happen again, and a good radio station like KPFK needs to grab this bull by the horns and do something about it.
Candidate Tony Bird. Next, candidate Reza Poor. 1 minute.
Thank you. As a member of Outreach Committee, I will help to bring more listeners to KPFK and help to have a fundraising party in our community. Each board member, if they are from the community, they could come up with some money, like the event that we had with Cynthia McKinley. With your vote, you can choose KM for the world. Thank you.
Candidate Reza Poor. Next candidate, Sarkis Gazarian. 1 minute closing statements.
Thank you for listening tonight. I want to build on the almost 50 years of tradition that KPFK and the Pacifica Foundation has done for the community across our Southern California, also across the country. We need to add on to the plus size of KPFK. We need to train new people to become the programmers, the staff. Also, we need to increase the funding for local news reporting so that people are aware of what's happening other than through the main corporate media that is filling the airways of the Southern California area. I think we need to look at different ways of fundraising. I think we need to develop a radio station that is of the people, by the people, and for the people. Thank you.
Candidate Sarkis Gazarian. Last candidate, Randolph Polk. Closing statement, 1 minute.
First of all, I'd like to thank the listeners for taking time out of their busy days to sit here and listen to evaluate the candidates so that they'll vote. For all voting members, I encourage you to do that. That's what a democracy is all about. For anyone who's interested, go to GuideStar.com, or I'm not sure if it's .com.org, and look at KPFK's 990 statement. As Leslie stated, there's a lot of fat in the budget that can be redirected and or monitored more closely. I intend to do just that. Sitting on the board of directors is a function of business, not of opinion. So vote for me, Randolph Polk, and thank you very much, and peace to all.
Thank you to all of the candidates and programmers who have made this time available. This has been a special broadcast presentation of the Candidates Forum for the 2007 election of the KPFK Local Station Board of Directors. This forum was an opportunity for those of you who will be voting to assess which candidate will be elected to the board. You can listen more on kpfk.org, as well as access statements by all of these candidates. Stay with us as we continue in our Spanish language program with a candidates forum with simultaneous Spanish language translation. Thanks for listening. We'll be back.